I'm speaking with Kelly Davis, who's Director of Regulatory Affairs for the Renewable Fuels Association. And at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop just concluded, you did a presentation on the Food Safety Modernization Act and how that what that means to ethanol producers, especially those who produce the co-product, distillers' grains that goes into livestock feed. So FSMA, why don't you give us a little background on FSMA, as we call it, and why it can impact ethanol producers, particularly noting, of course, that this is we're still waiting for the final rule on this, right? Go ahead.
Yes, we currently are waiting on the final rules, but you know, the Food Safety Modernization Act was signed into law in January 2011. It's an encompassing act, and the animal feed portion is the fifth in the series of the regulations as they came out. When they first came out, the regulations, it proposed three subparts. We're going to have good manufacturing practices. There's going to be a hazard analysis with risk-based preventative controls, and then there's record-keeping requirements. But when they first came out, we were very concerned as an industry that they took on too much of the human food type regulations in the proposal. So they had a supplemental proposal that addressed the comments that we originally have. And when the supplemental came out, it became a much more flexible rule for us to comply with. But as you said, we're still waiting on the actual final rule written.
As the rule is written now, then you feel that ethanol plants can comply with FSMA if it's approved as is?
Yeah, as it's currently written, we have, I think most of our industry would be considered small businesses. And under the small business proposal, they're allowing 2 years from when they have the final rule, 2 years to comply. So just using that measure, probably somewhere late summer of 2017 is the timeline for most of the fuel ethanol facilities to come into compliance with the rules. So that gives us plenty of time, but we've been working on this for a few years because these will be pretty encompassing rules for our ethanol plants to comply with, and yet we still have quite a bit of questions that we're still working with the FDA in the guidance area to understand more clearly their intentions.
What are some of the main ways an ethanol plant would have to comply and maybe have to change things in their plant in order to comply with FSMA?
Well, one of the first things that that's in the rules is current good manufacturing practices. Now, this is an area I've been in a lot of ethanol plants, and we have really nice manufacturing facilities. We already have good housekeeping qualities and good quality assurance relative to our factories. They were built in recent years with nice footprints, nice ventilation, nice lighting. We have excellent plumbing. Things in our facilities that are easily cleanable. So a lot of us were gifted what we would call already a good manufacturing practice plant. And so proper cleaning and proper housekeeping will be a general rule of thumb for those. But the biggest sweeping change, I think, that will come for our ethanol producers is the fact that it's going to be a written plan with constant updating, supervision of the plan, supervision of implementation of the plan. You've got to come back in and verify that you did what you said you were going to do in the plan. So these types of quality programs that are subject to compliance are relatively new for us to go into the area. But it's going to be very similar to other types of programs we have, like air quality and the process safety management programs, from a top-down management of it. You're going to write down what you're going to do. You're going to do what you wrote down that you said, and then you're going to follow behind it and verify that you did do what you said you were going to do. And these become tedious after a while, but this is an important program, and we're going to provide some guidance to help people comply.
I guess what I'm thinking about when you're telling me all this is, have you figured out how much this is going to cost an average ethanol plant in order to comply?
I do think there will be some cost to comply. Of course, people can hire third-party experts to help them comply. We're hoping that won't be necessary. One of the things that the RFA has been working with is working in conjunction with the Alliance, with the FDA. So we're going to provide training so that people in the facility can be qualified. They can be qualified to write their own programs and work inside the facility. A lot of plants that I've talked to will have to decide who in their plant will be responsible for the program, but it would never be just one person. It's going to take a whole team to run a program like this in your plant. So it's a little early to tell how they will actually manage it in the inside the facilities, but there will be a cost of compliance just from the administration costs. It's a little early to tell if we're going to have any, like, facility upgrade costs. I know feed mills are particularly worried about the good manufacturing part of the rules due to they may have some capital costs in their facilities to put in. But this time it's a little too early to tell what will be required for our fuel ethanol plants if there were to be any major capital costs. But right now I see most of the costs just being administrative.
It sounds to me, too, like the regulations are primarily sanitary and, you know, good management, as you said, as well as a bunch of paper pushing, basically. But is there anything that would impact ingredients or anything that's actually in the feed?
Basically, one of the things that that I would probably respect for all companies to currently be doing in front of the rule would be to start examining all their process aids and ingredients that are coming into their plant right now and start talking with those vendors about this issue. And yes, we will. Basically, these rules are written around a prevention of food problems. So they're looking for you to control the hazards that might be there before they pass on downstream. For us, the most obvious hazard would be potentially getting mycotoxins in with our incoming corn. All fuel ethanol facilities already have a mycotoxin quality control program on their incoming supply of corn. Now it'll just be part of your compliance. That same quality program now can be beefed up as part of your preventative controls for the quality of your feed. That would be an example of a type of program you would have.
All right. Thanks very much, Kelly. Kelly Davis with the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.